Welcome to the Catholics Fight Porn podcast. My name is Steve O'Connor, the host and founder of Catholics Fight Porn. I help Catholic men, and specifically newly married men, overcome their addiction to pornography through my group coaching experience, Finally Free. So stay tuned and click the link in the show notes for more information. Welcome back, everyone, for episode number 20, which is if you're 90% in, you're 100% out. And I'll touch on this later. It's a quote from my good friend, Mark Dennison. But I wanted to take a minute and just a couple things. Number one, I guess there's a thing about hitting 20 podcasts that I've seen on social media. It appears to be a certain benchmark that a podcast should strive to hit, that you want to have 20 episodes or your other people won't take you seriously or something like that. So I don't know what it means, but I just want to thank you all for listening. If you can share this, rate it 5 stars, that'd be appreciated. I just want to thank the Lord for his perseverance and energy in putting out 20 episodes. And I look forward to putting out a lot more. Also recording today on the feast day of St. Patrick's sister, St. Dererka. There we go. Sorry about that pronunciation. Saint Dererka of Ireland. We obviously just celebrated the feast of the great Saint Patrick this past Sunday. According to Catholic.com, like I said, she was the sister of Saint Patrick. She's reported to have borne 15 sons, 10 of whom went on to become bishops all throughout Ireland. So that is super cool. In today's episode, I just want to cover the major importance of being fully committed to recovery and how without that, the struggles are likely to continue. So as I mentioned, my good, dear friend Mark Dennison has a great quote that says, if we're 90% in, then we're 100% out. It's very hard to be all in if you're only 90% in. Because you're not all in. There's a part of you that's out. There's a part of you that's out. So I'm going to expand upon this and jump into it. But that's the basis for today's topic. Reminds me of a term being all in, which is a poker term. In other words, if you're playing Texas Hold'em and you know you either really like your hand or you're getting low or whatever it is, you go all in. Either it is getting late or you really like your hand. You could be bluffing someone and make it seem like your hand is so good that they should fold and you're just trying to win that pot or steal that pot. Or you genuinely like your hand and you're so confident that you're pushing all the chips to the center of the table and you are now pot committed. And there's a certain, it's kind of like letting go. There's a certain fear like, oh man, am I going to win this hand? Or I know that I'm in the lead. Am I going to get burned, you know, on the turn in the river? So any reason to talk about poker, I like poker. So let back to being committed, look at a diet and eating habits. You know, say you want to lose 30 pounds. Well, if you are not all in, if you're not 100% in, it's going to be hard to lose 30 pounds because that 10% of you that wants a shortcut is going to snack and is going to have too much sugar, too many carbs, and it's going to be very difficult to get those results you want if you're not all in. All right, as they say in AA, half measures availed us nothing. So literally, half measures availed us nothing. Just crazy. You can go to meetings and still be relapsing. You know, it takes work. It takes affirmative action. So let me just jump into 7 reasons that a 100% commitment is needed for recovery and for freedom. Number one is rebuilding trust and relationship. Addiction often damages trust and strains relationships with loved ones. So a full commitment to recovery demonstrates sincerity and dedication to rebuilding these relationships. Half-hearted efforts may not be perceived as genuine, which hinders the process of rebuilding trust and repairing those damaged connections. Consistent actions aligned with recovery goals rebuild trust gradually over time, and open and regular communication and willingness to make amends strengthen relationships and foster forgiveness. All right, number two, let's take a look at the complexity of addiction. So full commitment requires addressing physical, mental, and social aspects all at the same time. Half-hearted efforts may overlook crucial dimensions of the addiction, leading to incomplete recovery. A comprehensive approach ensures long-term stability, long-term sobriety, and reduces the likelihood of relapse. So addressing all of these aspects of addiction promotes a holistic well-being, kind of a wholehearted, whole person approach and personal growth. Number three is persistence through challenges. Being all in helps to overcome setbacks and temptations, which are sure to happen. Only a matter of time. We're not just not going to be tempted because we've found sobriety. Half measures weaken us in the face of challenges leading to relapse. And there's that saying that's credited to a Navy SEAL that under pressure, we don't rise to the occasion. We think we will, but what often happens is we sink down to our level of training. Once again, under pressure, we don't rise to the occasion. Rather, we sink to our level of training. All right, so strong determination provides the motivation needed to persevere during difficult times. And not just white-knuckle willpower, but a staunch dependence upon our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be asking ourselves, am I willing to go to any lengths to stay sober? This will help us to persist through challenges. And a full commitment encourages the development of new and healthy coping mechanisms to navigate through these triggers effectively. Number four is behavioral change. 100% commitment facilitates substantial lifestyle changes, which are necessary for recovery. Half-hearted efforts lack the depth needed to make real growth. A good question to ask yourself is, does my wife notice a difference in me since I've started recovery? You could get sober, but you might still be irritable. We might still be blaming others. We might still be gaslighting. So a good barometer is, does our wife notice a difference in us? And if you're not married yet, perhaps you're engaged, or you're in a relationship, or you're not in a relationship. Even then, you can take a good self-reflection, a good self-examination. All right, so embracing change opens the door to new possibilities and healthier habits. Full commitment helps us confront and modify our old behaviors more effectively. Number five is vulnerability to relapse. Full commitment entails developing multiple strategies to prevent relapse. A half-hearted commitment may result in an inadequate preparation to resist triggers and cravings. Like I said, we can fall to our level of training. Understanding potential triggers and developing coping strategies strengthens resilience against relapse. Full commitment involves ongoing vigilance and proactive measures to maintain sobriety. As St. Peter said, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Number six is building a supportive network. It's crucial in recovery to build a strong support system, whether that's through therapy, support groups like we offer at Catholics Fight Porn, could be a 12-step group, could be trusted friends or family. Again, trusted friends or family. But half-hearted efforts may hinder the development of these necessary support networks. Not reaching out to others is a huge mistake, where the opposite is true in how beneficial it is to connect with others. Whether this is, well, obviously making, you know, the weekly meetings, but phone calls during the week, or, you know, text messages, Slack messages, whatever it is, crucial. Cultivating supportive relationships provide encouragement and accountability. And it's awesome to have, to make and to have friends in recovery that know you, that understand you, that don't judge you, they don't shame you, they can push you, and they can challenge you effectively. So active involvement in support groups enhances feelings of connection and reduces isolation. And number seven, addressing underlying issues. Addiction is often a symptom of underlying emotional, psychological, or social issues. Full commitment to recovery allows individuals to delve deeper into these root causes and address them effectively, reducing the risk of relapse. Therapy is highly recommended for this, such as inner child work, trauma-based work, internal family systems, just to name a few. In essence, addiction recovery requires a wholehearted 100% commitment to change and growth. Half measures are not enough to tackle the complexities and challenges associated with overcoming addiction. If you need help or feel inspired to join this transformation journey, I encourage you to take action and reach out to learn more and to get started sooner than later. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Catholics Fight Porn. Remember, no matter where you are in your journey, there is always hope. Until next time, stay strong and keep moving forward. And St. Dererka of Ireland, pray for us. If you found this podcast helpful, download the episode, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, and share with me on Instagram at Catholic Recovery any of your reactions. And to begin your healing journey, join me in Finally Free, where you can get coached weekly and learn the skills to stop your porn addiction for good. God bless.